It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
People, you are locked in right now to the More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 31. What can we learn from Michael Jackson's death? Episode 31, More Than Just an Interview podcast. Episode 31, yes. What can we learn from Michael Jackson's death? Shout out to our monetization partners at Red Circle, syndication partners at iHeartRadio and 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get into it. There is no one more iconic in music than Michael Jackson. And I mean that from every perspective, from the dollar, from the money he generated, from the fashion that he influenced, from the fainting at concerts, to be a global icon and black at the same time, coming from Gary, Indiana, Joe Jackson, Catherine Jackson, shout out to his parents. To have the world in your hand at the age of 6 years old, saying the songs, I'll Be There, to Off the Wall, to Billie Jean, to Beat It, to The Girl Is Mine, Lady in My Life, Thriller, You Are Not Alone, Man in the Mirror, Create Never Never, The Glove, Motown 25. Michael Jackson was beyond special. Michael Jackson was beyond great. Michael Jackson was just in his own universe, which ultimately killed him, in my opinion. When you go back and break down the life of Michael Jackson, most people look at the exterior, but we never looked at the pain and the trauma that was truly haunting him. It's called simplicity, to be normal, to want to walk outside. Can you imagine being worldwide famous at six? Can you imagine having women 30 years old rubbing on you and kissing you on the cheek saying, you're so pretty, you're so handsome. And at these parties, can you imagine being 10 years old, 11 years old, and you're in limousines and traveling around the world, and you're here with Barry Gordy, you're here with Donna Ross, you're here with Smokey Robinson, you're here with James Brown.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And everything's at your feet, and money and lawyers, da, 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 and you're having to learn on the job, and you're being introduced to different things. You're seeing different things. Homosexuality, you're seeing drugs, you're seeing men beat women, you're seeing men rape women, you're seeing women mistreated, father cheating on your mama trying to hold it together at the house, taking everybody at that time. It still is. She was Jehovah's Witness, trying to keep the family upright, keep the family together. And you're entering into the devil's universe, and you don't even know it because you're just from Gary, Indiana. And you're this kid, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, with a Jackson 5 with Michael Jackson. And your dad is trying to protect you at all levels. So then as the money goes and you become of age, you start to break away from Joe Jackson. Not to listen to him. You listen to other men. You listen to men who have a financial interest in you. You change the way you look, your color, your skin, your nose. Nothing's good enough. You become, you change, you lighten your skin. You start to feel the pressure creating more success. And you create the greatest album of all time, Thriller. All the while, you experience a traumatic event from a Pepsi commercial, leaving you with multiple degree burns, and you're now introduced to painkillers to numb the pain. Michael Jackson was a very simple person from all angles. Buying excessive things is one thing, but at the core, he was simple. But see, his simple, he could never really live. Go to the movies, stop by McDonald's, he crashes out everything. Imagine.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Never being able to feel life. See, sometimes we don't recognize, we don't appreciate the beauty that God has given us just to enjoy life, to enjoy people, to enjoy walking down the street, to enjoy sitting in the movie theater and eating popcorn. You just laugh. Even though you elevate to a certain level of fame and notoriety, you're still a human. Nobody wants to be tucked away like a zoo animal for the rest of their life. That's hard to swallow. Just like a beautiful woman that gets hit on every day. No matter how many times she gets told, you look fine, you're beautiful. That, just the fact that she knows most of people probably got a negative intention, it gets aggravating. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Michael Jackson's whole life was a fishbowl by the time he was six, which is why he created Never Neverland. And whatever he did or didn't do, whoever he paid off or whoever he settled with, regardless of if you think he's touched a kid or he didn't, regardless, he was always screaming for help. Always. Michael was always screaming for help in a game that betrayed him in the end. When he owned half of Sony's catalog, owned the Beatles' music, people didn't like Michael. He was an enemy because he was outshining a master. And when he became hooked on prescription medication, and look how he died. If you Google, how did Michael Jackson die? Think about that. How did Michael Jackson die? Let's do that together. How did... In 2009, while he was preparing for a series of comeback concerts, this is it, Jackson died from an overdose of propofol, administered by his personal physician, Brad Murray, who was convicted in 2011, of involuntary manslaughter for his involvement in Jackson's death. What was Michael Jackson's last words when he died? He said, during his trial, Dr. Murray, who was convicted in 2011 of involuntary manslaughter, told the court that the last thing he uttered was a request for milk, the name that the singer had given for the anesthesiac propofol. Michael Jackson died at the age of 50. And when he died, it was $500 million in debt. Died of cardiac arrest. It was caused by a drug overdose from the propofol. Though he had other medication in the system, he had been given the drug for a long time by Murray to help him sleep. What can we learn from Michael Jackson's death? That's the question. A man who was generating all this money, even though he was in all that debt, he had so many employees. He was on a sold-out tour. But even at the age of 50, he was still crying out for pain, crying out for help, and just embodied with pain. See, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what your status is. It does not matter how much you've achieved in this life. You can die by the demons that you surround yourself with. Nobody around Michael Jackson loved him enough to tell him you are addicted to something that is bigger than you. Nobody told him that. And Dr. Murray, who was convicted of manslaughter, did not tell him that. He said, I am stopping. You need to live. You need to live life. You need to get clean. You need to rehab. I am not helping you. I am hurting you. I don't want you to die. We love you, Michael. And we're all taking you to rehab right now. Every bodyguard, every housekeeper, everybody in this building needs you. If you die, we die. Our careers die with you. Michael Jackson died at the age of 50. 50. And through all his success, how much of it did he really enjoy? How much of it did he really enjoy? The money, the cars, this, that. Michael Jackson didn't even travel around town. How much of it did he really enjoy? You got to think about that. A person's happiness is never about the things they acquire. It's about the people they help. Isn't that crazy? A teacher, one of the most lowest paid members of society. People remember their teacher's life were yesterday. Because teachers have an indelible impact into people's lives. I still remember my fifth grade teacher, my first grade teacher, my third grade teacher. I remember my teacher from English from high school. I remember. They still are a part of me. They taught me. They cared for me. They made sure I was educated. That means a lot. Who loved Michael Jackson now? As the song say, I'll be there to be there for him. Everybody knew what was going on, including Michael. Well, Michael couldn't help himself. But why nobody saved him? Try to. An intervention. Imagine what he would be doing today with his children. Imagine what his legacy would be. Even bigger. Just imagine that. Michael Jackson died taking an overdose of propofol to make him go to sleep because he was in so much pain. He was addicted to painkillers and other things he had in his system. All of that, his little heart stopped, cardiac arrest. Not only was it sad and tragic, but it tells a bigger story. The people around you can make you or break you. The people around you are a reflection of your strength or of your addiction. That's what it is. That's really what it is. And you got to know that. Nothing else matters in your world. Let me rephrase that. You're only strong as your weakest link. Influence, negative encouragement, yes men, they destroy. They are a cancer for your life. Michael Jackson got to the point where he was dependent upon a drug to keep him going, to keep him alive. He was literally on life support. You can be on life support while you're alive. And then guess who pulled the plug when he got too much? And his body couldn't take it anymore. He just said, this is enough. I've had enough of this drug in my system. Now he is dead. His children, the lack of training that comes with that now because he's not here. Michael should be alive right now. Michael wasn't strong enough to protect himself when he became under the influence, and the people around him did not love him enough to say this is not it, even though he was doing a tour. His last one called This Is It. What can we learn from Michael Jackson's death is that humility, self-reflection are vital to stay alive. Because when he looked in the mirror, what do you think Michael Jackson saw in himself? He saw the addicted Michael. He saw the control the drugs had on him. He saw the pain and the drudgery from those drugs in his eyes, on his face, on his body. It took a toll. He saw all of that and he still didn't do anything. Look to your left. Look to your right. Look behind you. Check all the people in those areas. Because for you to look forward and go forward, they're going to determine that. Michael Jackson should still be alive for right now. Right now. He died in 2009. He's been dead for 15 years. Sad. Breaks my heart. But when I think about Michael Jackson doing the off the wall years and the way he looked, the way he sounded, I think about the way he looked before he died. It was a transformation of destruction, in my opinion. I hated the way he looked at him. I hated the things he was doing. Because he compromised something that is priceless, your soul. And when you compromise your soul, you're unpredictable for whatever you do. Episode 31, More Than Just Interview Podcast. What can we learn from Michael Jackson's death? Sad series of emotions I have regarding Michael Jackson. Don't listen to his music. When I do, I can't help but think, what if? Let's get it, people.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.